like to welcome this opportunity to address the UPR in order to clarify relevant matters. In particular, I refer to a recommendation made by Mexico on persons born in the Dominican Republic so that they can settle without problems. In response to this concern, I can say that the Central Electoral Council, working on the matter of the civil registry, has, together with the Ministry of the Presidency, signed an agreement to universalize the birth registry, registering all births in civil registry offices within hospitals of our country, as well as promoting late birth declarations from vulnerable groups. We have established 67 offices in hospitals to do this, and there have been mobile teams processing declarations in various areas to reduce the paperwork needed for birth certificates. There were also prior questions on the civil registry from certain delegations and on registration of persons born after the Supreme Court ruling. Now, the process regarding Group A. The question was the following: how do those born in the Dominican Republic manage to obtain justice when their paperwork is not valid? And that came from civil society. What I can tell you is that where a person's nationality was cancelled, but there were lawyers of the Central Electoral Commission examining the cases, and the affected persons were not subject to any costs. So the laws 169 states that the process shall be free, that there shall be no charges of any kind to the beneficiaries. Another question, also from civil society, pertained to the law on political parties adopted recently in our country, and egalitarian participation by women, as well as the mechanisms to punish non-compliance with that law. Article 24.6 states that there shall be mechanisms to guarantee internal democracy and gender equality at all levels of the organizational structures, establishing in the internal statutes a quota or percentage of participation by women in the guiding organs of the commissions. There can be no case of where the quota is not established in law. In fact, it is 40% the quota. It is also important to note that the Central Electoral Council, in application of Law 3318 for primary elections, established in Article 36 that the Council shall not admit lists of pre-candidates that do not contain 40% minimum of female candidates. If cases do not fulfill that obligation, the electoral body shall return the list to the party or movement that presented the candidates in within 72 hours. So there are sanctions applied to parties that do not comply with the quotas. There were certain other questions within the prior questions on the civil registry. Civil society asked the following. Regarding the negative effects of the law 169 of 2014 and the lack of measures to meet the needs of the population born between 2007 and 2010. It recommended creating an effective process for expedited naturalization of that group. These persons born in the between 2007 and 2010 are non-resident foreigners, but they were born of non-resident foreigners. And there was a resolution taken to address this issue. Our plenary ordered that the birth registries be made available to address that issue.